Meanwhile, even farther away, another country did its best to choose a completely dysfunctional leader.
Here's Carl in October explaining that despite everything you've heard, the election over there was absolutely fair.
There were instances of fraud, no doubt, but the election as a whole was good.
That was Afghan President Hamid Karzai. He's saying, sure, things weren't perfect, but why are you going to nitpick about one-third of the votes being fraudulent? Well, this week, President Karzai agreed to what?
A runoff election.
Exactly right. Now, it's true that back in August, international observers had noted irregularities in the presidential election in Afghanistan. For example, experts said it was highly unusual that so many members of the Pashtun ethnic minority voted for Ralph Nader. Although, to be fair, monitoring an election in Afghanistan is tough. When those people hang a Chad, they hang a guy named Chad. A little brutal.
Now, what I can't figure is how... Okay, there was cheating in the first one, so we're going to do the second one.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, when my son gets caught playing his stupid, whatever it is, the handheld PlayStation thing when he's not supposed to be, he gets much better at hiding it the second time around.
Right.
So I'm wondering if this wasn't sort of a rough draft for cheating.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Well, I mean, if they cheated the first time, how are they going to stop them from cheating the second time?
Right. So this time, Karzai will be like, this time the other guy's name, not on ballot.
No. Exactly.